From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge was expected to testify this morning in a lawsuit alleging she is obstructing ballot initiatives in her role of approving language for items to be placed on the ballot. But at the last minute, the hearing was moved from state court to federal court. Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon was among reporters assembled at the Pulaski County Courthouse and joins me now live. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Michael.
So describe the scene. What happened this morning?
Yeah, so three of the four partners, the named partners of the law firm Steele, Wright, Gray, and Hutchinson were there. I actually rode the elevator up with them. And already by that time, this was minutes before the scheduled 10 a.m. hearing, they knew that staff for the attorney general had requested that the matter be moved to federal court. And in fact, it was assigned to Judge Christine Baker's courtroom. So when I arrived as a member of the media, there were more members of the media there in the courtroom than I think anybody else. So it was kind of all for naught. And that it was very quickly. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin kind of gave a pro forma announcement that it was moved to Baker's courtroom, and that was the matter. It's a standard postponement.
And it's worth noting that this comes just days after Judge Griffin issued a strongly worded opinion ordering Ms. Rutledge to testify, not defer this to a lower-level staffer. Could this maybe be an effort to put that question to a different judge or see how one at the federal level might respond?
Well, all I can tell you about that is the way that the media responded, my colleagues, and the kind of suspicion was that if you're Attorney General Leslie Rutledge and this matter is about the fact that you may be behaving in a kind of obstructionist way to deny popular ballot referendums, Wendell Griffin is probably not your judge for this matter. And Christine Baker is she's a judge who handles some fairly high profile cases. I think she was involved last year with the death penalty on a number of cases. But I think the change of venue was just something that she thinks she can get a fresh start on. I have to say both Judge Griffin, the circuit judge, as well as a partner at the law firm who's filed this lawsuit, both made comments that seemed to suggest that this matter may not stay in federal court, that the federal judge may, in fact, decline to hear this, and then it would go back to circuit court.
And as you mentioned, this case was brought by someone who has been repeatedly denied effort to get ballot language approved, a ballot title, so that they can begin collecting petition signatures. What did the plaintiff say afterward?
Well, he did what plaintiff's attorneys do. He, kind of complained about Rutledge. He said this was stonewalling. He said he would get his day in court. One of the more interesting things, though, is last night, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, her office issued a statement that really laid a lot of the responsibility for this on, it sounded like, both the Supreme Court and the legislature. Specifically, she asked that the General Assembly take up this matter and kind of smooth out this process. And the lead litigant, again, the plaintiff's attorney, Alex Gray, had an interesting response to that. We have that cut.
Yeah, I read it. It was a surprising statement. I guess she's blaming everybody else other than herself. She's blaming the Supreme Court and putting the onus on the General Assembly. But, our position is that if she would do her job, then nobody else would have to do something to change that. So she says the process is broken and it needs fixed. And so, but we believe that, the problem is with the Attorney General and not with the Supreme Court or the General Assembly.
One of the things that Alex Gray suggests in his lawsuit is that the state constitution actually, it allows the attorney general to reject ballot language. But another subsection, the exact same kind of page of the constitution, says that the attorney general has the prerogative to herself adjust language on ballot proposals to meet what she and her expert opinion feels like is the best way to present this to voters. She has never done that. She has never herself revised the language and made it acceptable.
And she was not in court this morning, was not there at the courthouse?
No. Solicitor General Lee Radofsky was there, as well as at least two or three other staff members. I think that they were attorneys for the Attorney General's office.
And any idea yet when a hearing could be taken up in federal court?
Absolutely none. I would suspect some action would be coming within the next week or two, but I really can't say.
That's Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampasson, who was at the Pulaski County Courthouse this morning, where Attorney General Leslie Rutledge was expected to testify in a lawsuit challenging her and the process for initiated acts. But this now moves to federal court, as we reported. Bobby, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.
I'm Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.